Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Well, it's Friday. You're looking forward to the weekend, and that means it's movie day here on The Takeaway. We've got three movies in theaters this weekend, and we want you to know what to spend your money on and, more importantly, what not to waste your time on. First off, we'll talk about Channing Tatum saving the president, played by Jamie Foxx in White House Down. We've got a new crime action buddy comedy called The Heat. That's Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. And finally, we'll hear about the world of backup singers in 20 Feet from Stardom. As always, our movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here to weigh in. Hi, guys.
Hi,
hey,
Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Good to have you here. Of course, you can always subscribe to Kristen and Rafer's podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Great to be here.
And as always, you're both looking at me because you are ready for trivia, and I'm getting those stares. Let's do trivia. Now, our top movie that we're going to review this week is White House Down. It was one in a long genre of White House movies. I want you to listen to this clip from what, in my opinion, is the greatest political slash White House movie ever made. This is an audio trivia this week. Listen to this clip. Don't answer. Identify this movie, please.
Mr. Garner, do you agree with Ben, or do you think we can stimulate growth through temporary incentives?
As long as the roots are not severed, all is well. In the garden.
In the garden?
Yes.
All right, now, just keep it to yourself. I'm getting blank stares from Kristen Meinzer, which is exactly what I like. Raver's nodding, but we'll see if his confidence pays off there. All right, guys, keep it to yourself. Let's start off with what looks like this week's top release. This is White House Down with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx and Maggie Gyllenhaal. All right, let's listen to a clip.
I know you're into peace and all that. We've got to stick that thing out there and go to work.
Damn right.
Hold it with two hands, President. Here it goes.
I lost the rocket launcher.
You lost? How do you lose a rocket launcher?
Kristen Meinzer, I've been in the White House many times. It sounds nothing like that. Thank the Lord.
You clearly haven't seen enough White House movies. This movie just came out a few weeks ago, actually. It was called Olympus Has Fallen. This time it's called White House Down. Same premise. You have the White House under attack. You have a bodyguard who's trying to be in the Secret Service, who's trying to protect him. You have a child who's lost in all of this. And you have a question of, can they make it out alive?
Can they?
I don't want to give it all away. I can't give it all away.
If I see this in the theater, will I make it out alive is the question.
I have to say, I felt it was almost identical to Olympus Has Fallen, but I did enjoy Channing Tatum, and so I would give it just a little tiny bump for that. So it makes it a slightly better movie.
Rafer, Kristen says we've seen this movie before. Maybe you're thinking Die Hard. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Olympus Has Fallen was essentially a carbon copy of Die Hard. Here's the thing. I liked Die Hard, so I liked Olympus Has Fallen. And so I'm kind of hoping that, even though I haven't seen White House Down, I'm kind of hoping it'll be good.
Pizza's delicious. You always know what you're going to
exactly.
get. All right. I want to move on to The Heat now. I want to stipulate at the top of this, I am a Sandra Bullock hater, not personally, just in terms of the theater. So I need to be convinced on this one. This is Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy in The Heat. Listen.
Are you or are you not a knock? Like Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street.
I see. Okay, a narc.
A narc, yes.
Yes, yes. No,
what was I saying?
I was missing the R when you were saying, I heard narc.
What are you? What are you doing here? What are you doing?
I'm a federal agent. I'm a special agent.
Are you a boy or a girl?
It's a fair question.
I'm female.
No kidding.
All woman.
All right, Southie accents are funny, Rafer.
Yes, they are. Although I will say, Sandra Bullock is not really the funniest part of this film, although she is very endearing as this uptight federal agent. The real star of this film is Melissa McCarthy as the foul-mouthed Boston cop that
she
teams
in
up
this,
with.
She was great in This Is 40. She had a small part.
That's right. She's honing that volatile, angry, nasty character, sort of no class but all heart.
And she improvs a lot.
She improvs circles around everybody in this movie. I'm going to say I did not have huge expectations on this film, but I loved it. I think it's one of the funniest films I have seen in years. And Melissa McCarthy is just an absolute star. I feel like this is the movie that marks her arrival as like a real comedic star.
Well, Kristen, if I can't really stand to watch Sandra Bullock on a screen, can I still survive on Melissa McCarthy's performance?
Oh, you're going to love it. You are. Okay. I loved it. I went in, unlike Rafer, I went in with huge, high expectations because I love Melissa McCarthy. And unlike you, I actually like Sandra Bullock. But in addition to being just hilarious and funny and doing that same thing we're used to in cop buddy movies, we're mismatched. This is a comedy of mismatched people. I'm crazy. You're all business. It also has a heart, and I really enjoyed that my heart got a little bit warm and fuzzy at a few points.
All right. You've convinced me I may see this one, and maybe I'll just shade my eyes during the Sandra Bullock scene, but I may see this one. Now, Rafer, you saw a documentary called 20 Feet from Stardom about backup singers from Michael Jackson to Bruce Springsteen and a lot of other acts. Listen.
And then all of a sudden, we're on our way to rehearsal, and we get the news, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. Like, how's that even possible? We'll always be waiting till somewhere in the end. Such an overwhelming shock just to go from almost on our way to this huge show to all of a sudden he's gone.
Now, there's Judith Hill talking about Michael Jackson, of course. There are a lot of documentaries about the people unseen behind famous people. It's an interesting concept, backup singers.
Yeah, it is. The title basically refers to that short distance between their microphones in the back and the spotlight in the front. They all want solo careers, but it's very difficult to have one as a backup singer. And the film interviews a lot of people who have been on famous tracks that you've heard, you know, all your life, but whose names you don't know. And it's a really interesting documentary about what it's like to struggle and want to be creative and do this work that you love and maybe not get rewarded for it. I thought it was a really wonderful film, uplifting, but also very real. And I really liked it a lot. I think, you know, and you don't have to be a music fan, I think, to enjoy it.
That movie is 20 Feet from Stardom, which gets a vote from Rafer Guzman. Okay, let's go to trivia before we end here. In the spirit of White House movies, I played you a clip from what I think is the greatest White House political movie ever made. Here's a refresher.
All is well. In the garden.
In the garden?
Yes.
Kristen Meinzer, what film is that?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm just going to say Dave. I have no idea.
Well, that is Peter Sellers playing Chauncey Gardner in, Rafer?
Being There.
Being There. 1979 Hal Ashby film starring Peter Sellers, Shirley MacLaine, an absolute must-see, the greatest political movie, in my opinion.
You're a cynic, Todd.
Ever made. Really? Don't. Not a fan. Okay.
Well, I love that movie, but it's a very cynical White House movie.
Yes, it is. And truly, truly great. It is cynical and wonderful. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are Movie Date team. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.